This news update is being brought to you by Stone Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving the entire Thumb area with offices in Deckerville and Bad Axe. As well as Huron Auto Parts in downtown Bad Axe, your Auto Value Parts store with a greatly expanded product line. And AVS Broadband and AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider. Go to AVS Broadband and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news this hour. A Bad Axe bowling alley is temporarily in limbo as the property moves towards new ownership. Managers of Longshot Lanes announced that the bowling alley has been repossessed and is awaiting a sale. They say the locks have been changed and no one is currently allowed inside the building. Longshot Lanes and the Bad Axe Theater were both offered at auction in February on behalf of owner Mark Rolf and Bayport State Bank. The bowling alley carried an opening bid of just over $554,000, while the theater's opening bid was nearly $210,000. Previous reports indicated Rolf had 6 months to pay off the loans associated with the businesses before the bank could take possession of the properties. The managers say the ownership transition is expected to extend into the beginning of bowling season and could delay necessary maintenance along with food and alcohol operations. They say they are hopeful a sale can be completed quickly enough to preserve the upcoming season for local bowling leagues. The status of the Bad Axe Theater was not immediately clear as of Monday. A Huron County man accused in the death of his elderly mother has been found competent to stand trial, allowing the murder case against him to move forward. In Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris accepted a report from the Center for Forensic Psychiatry finding Oval Carl Jarvis Jr. competent at the time he was evaluated. Neither prosecutors nor the defense objected to the findings. Jarvis, 41, is charged with second-degree murder in connection with the March death of his mother, 71-year-old Kathleen Holdwick. The case initially began with a charge of second-degree elder abuse before prosecutors added the murder charge back in June after receiving the medical examiner's report. Authorities say Holdwick was taken by ambulance to McLaren Thumb Region Hospital in Bad Axe on March 1st after she was found unresponsive at a home on Port Crescent Road in Hume Township. She died at the hospital later that evening. According to the Huron County Sheriff's Office, hospital staff contacted authorities because of Holdwick's condition when she arrived in severe medical distress. Investigators later reported finding extremely unsanitary conditions inside the home. Jarvis, who authorities say had been serving as his mother's caregiver, was arrested that evening. With the competency issue resolved, Jarvis is scheduled for a preliminary exam Friday, September 4th at 10:30 in the morning. Previously scheduled status conference has been removed from the court calendar. The preliminary exam will determine whether there's enough evidence for the case to proceed towards trial. Jarvis faces up to life in prison if convicted of second-degree murder. The charge remains an allegation, and Jarvis is presumed innocent unless proven guilty in a court of law. And Michigan health officials say state childhood vaccine recommendations will remain unchanged as families prepare for the new school year. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services says the state will continue following immunization schedules developed by the American Academy of Pediatrics. The policy follows a standing recommendation issued by Michigan's chief medical executive in December. Dr. Natasha Begdazarian says Michigan's vaccine recommendations, school immunization requirements, and exemption processes have not changed despite recent changes at the federal level. MDHHS says its review of current safety and effectiveness data have not identified evidence warranting a change to the state's childhood vaccine schedule. The department is also urging parents to check their children's immunization records before classes resume. The reminder comes as health officials report increases in measles, whooping cough, and other vaccine-preventable illnesses. Families can check immunization records through their health care provider, local health department, or the Michigan Care Improvement Registry. And we'll return after these words from our sponsors.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold listening to this music while you wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense.
This is Rick Aciba from Heron Auto Parts. You need to keep your car, quad, tractor, or trailer on the road or in the field, Heron Auto Parts has been the Thumb's trusted name since 1962. We supply quality parts for every make, every model, every year. And with a lifetime spent working on everything from small engines to full race cars, you get knowledge. Friendly service backed by real hands-on experience. Whether you need brakes, batteries, filters, fluids, routine maintenance parts, we have it at Heron Auto Parts. And if it's not on the shelf, we can usually have it for you the next day. And if you're a farmer stuck in a field or a business needing parts on site, we can deliver too. Visit us at Heron Auto Parts at 203 South Port Crescent Street in Bad Axe, just one block south of the main light. Service is a difference. We get it.
Here is your obituaries for this hour. Raymond Forensic, 86 of Port Hope, passed away Sunday, August 16, 2026. He was born on September 9, 1939 in Detroit. Ray served in the U.S. Army from 1962 to 1964. He and Darlene Gieswich were united in marriage on October 29, 1967. Ray served as a Detroit police officer for many years. Ray is survived by his children, Ted, Donald, Lisa, Stephen, Mary, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Cremation has taken place. Memorial Mass will take place Thursday, August 20th, 2026 at 11 a.m. at Our Lady of Lake Huron Catholic Church, the Holy Name of Mary Parish. Interment will take place at a later date. Friends may gather at the church on Thursday beginning at 10 a.m. until the time of services at 11 a.m. Arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Memories can be shared at ramseyfh.com.
For 30 years, AVS Broadband has been more than an internet provider. They've been your technology partner. From the days of dial-up to today's fast, reliable fiber network, AVS has been helping families and businesses across the Thumb stay connected through every stage of life. Because they're local, they understand the communities they serve and the technology challenges customers face each day. That's why AVS is committed to providing the right solutions to keep homes and businesses connected, secure, and running smoothly. And when you need a little extra help, the AVS tech team is ready to assist with technology support right inside your home or business. Whether it's internet, connected devices, or internal networks, you'll have a trusted local partner by your side. With technical support available 24/7, friendly local staff, and a commitment to staying ahead of evolving technology, AVS Broadband is here whenever you need them. Learn more at avsbroadband.com or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your technology partner for 30 years and counting.
And we're back with your national and international news. Negotiators from Washington and Ottawa are working around the clock in a high-stakes attempt to hammer out a trade truce before a midnight tariff deadline hits. President Trump has threatened to slap steep new tariffs on Canadian goods under Section 338, citing ongoing grievances over dairy, alcohol, and automotive trade. Canadian leaders have pushed back aggressively against the rhetoric, warning that retaliatory tariffs will be swift if the levies take effect. The tension highlights volatile economic landscape as the administration attempts to force concessions from northern neighbors. Among the terms being pushed by American representatives are demands that Canada expand its critical mineral sharing, join proposed national defense initiatives, and increase military spending on U.S. manufactured hardware. Business leaders on both sides of the border are watching closely, warning that supply chains for auto parts and daily consumer items could face immediate disruption by Thursday. And uncovered European intelligence documentation reveals that Russia's been providing direct ongoing military support to Iran through covert maritime shipping channels across the Caspian Sea. According to verified reports, over two dozen Russian cargo vessels delivered specialized drone components, heavy ammunition, and military-grade explosive compounds to Iran's Amirabad port. Defense experts note that transferred materials, specifically high-grade TNT, are directly integrated into warhead production lines for ballistic missiles and long-range attack drones. The strategic supply line demonstrates a deepening military alliance between Moscow and Tehran, raising severe security concerns for regional coalition forces and commercial shipping corridors in neighboring waters. And that news update was brought to you by Stone Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving the entire Thumb area with offices in Deckerville and Bad Axe, as well as Huron Auto Parts in downtown Bad Axe, your Auto Value Parts store with a greatly expanded product line. As well as AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech team proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, go to AVS Broadband and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.